Good evening, everyone. If I were to tell you that we're going on a journey, you would think we're going to a destination. So we as Christians, we embarked on a journey. And this journey is called life. Now, many people outside the body will think it's an earthly journey. I'm going to Budapest, I'm going to Hungary. But let me just tell you this. If you believe that we're here just for an earthly journey, I can tell you where you're going to end up. Dead. In the ground, dust. If you believe it's only an earthly journey, you know your destination. You don't even have to think about it. As Christians, we know our destination. It's heaven. And when you think about heaven, what should you think about? It's a spiritual kingdom. And as a spiritual kingdom, we should know what it takes to get into that kingdom to make God happy so that we can be pleasing and acceptable to him. So tonight I wanted to talk about measuring our spiritual growth. Because after all, this journey we're on is a spiritual journey. And we're to get better each and every day. Today, for you all you sports enthusiasts, you know all the high school players are signing with their favorite college teams. And you're following it. And a little scrawny high school kid will go to Georgia, Clemson, USC, Florida, Furman. And after a year or two, they're no longer scrawny. Because you're going to measure how they've grown. They've gotten stronger. They've gotten faster. They've improved their knowledge about the game. Well, that's the same with us. As we grow, our spirituality should actually improve and get better. So the question I pose tonight is, how do we measure it? And the first thing we should do is to compare ourselves to Christ. Now, don't get scared. And the reason why I say that is because when we compare ourselves to spiritual giants, sometimes we get a little depressed because we don't think we can measure up. I mean, after all, David was a poet. He was a warrior. He was a king. He could sing, and he could play instruments. He's a modern Renaissance man. I would never compare to David. So I would get depressed if I tried to compare myself to David. On the other hand, we shouldn't compare ourselves to sinners because then we get proud and we think we're superior because we're doing better. Christ is the ideal, and let me tell you why. He's perfect, but more importantly, he never changes. Man changes. Christ's word, God's word, never changes. That's what we go by in terms of measuring our spirituality. Christ is our ideal model, who we should pattern ourselves after. So that's the first thing we should do in terms of measuring our spirituality is to look at Christ. Next, if you have a car, and maybe a lot of millennials in the audience don't know that we used to open a hood and pull out a dipstick and check the oil and the transmission fluid and the brake fluid and check the water levels. Well, I shouldn't say millennials because my wife blew up a car because she didn't know how to check the water level in the radiator and blew up the engine to the car, but that's another story. But the level you have to check if you're going to grow spiritually is your purity level. And let me tell you what I mean by that. In 2 Corinthians 7:1, it reads as follows. And that's 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. So we got to check our purity level. And I think the best way to explain purity is to give you the definition of it. Wholesome, free of contamination, moral, ethical, upright, upstanding, honest, honorable. But I'd like this definition. Perfectly in tune. And that's the way we should be with God. Perfectly in tune. James 4:8 talks about we need to purify ourselves. So check the purity level of our hearts each day. Compare ourselves to Christ, the model, each day to make certain we're growing every day in a spiritual way. Because after all, we're going to a spiritual kingdom, and that is our journey. And the third thing I would like to do is to talk about how we measure ourselves is to recognize our relationship with God. That's simply spiritual maturity. We can all look in the mirror and see that we're getting mature every day. I mean, time has a way of just taking effect on us. For spiritual maturity, how do we really know we're maturing? Well, we can know a lot about God, but don't confuse knowledge with knowing God. We can know the verses, chapters, biblical accounts, but to truly know God is to rely on God at all times, to have complete faith and confidence in His will and His love and His grace and His mercy for us. Faith. That's how a mature Christian knows they're growing. That complete reliance and faith on God. Faith in God. So those are the three things how we can measure our spiritual maturity. And if you feel as though you hadn't grown spiritually, because a lot of people just only check their spirituality this time of the year. Yeah, I gave a lot to a charity, and I gave something here, and I gave something there, and I was kind to the person who wanted my parking spot on Christmas Eve. But after that, they're ready to pull out a gun and fight. But for that one day, they measure their spirituality. Christ does not want us to measure our spirituality on one day or 2 days. It's 365 days a year for the rest of our lives. Because if we do, we enter into that spiritual kingdom, and we have to grow in order to become spiritual to be in that spiritual kingdom, which we call heaven. That's our journey. So if you feel as though you have not lived in accordance with God's will, this is your time to make amends, to make things right. Life is short. If you're not part of the body of Christ, tonight is your time to do it. If you're not a member, you have to hear, believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, repent of your sins, confess, be baptized, arise from the watery grave, and live a Christian life in complete obedience to God. So think about those things and whether we're growing spiritually. And if we're not, let's do so. And let's make 2019 a year where people truly will say members of the Church of Christ are spiritual, upstanding people, truly disciples of God. Would you please stand in with me and sing?
Thank you for listening to the Augusta Road Church of Christ. Located in Greenville, South Carolina, the Augusta Road congregation worships God in spirit and in truth in a friendly and loving environment. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter by searching for Augusta Road COC. And if you're ever in Greenville, South Carolina, we would love for you to come by for a visit.